is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of Wilfred Owen, born in Shropshire, England, 1893, known for his poems about the violence and cruelty of war, who was killed while fighting in World War I. It's the birthday of George Plimpton, born in New York City, 1927, one of the founders of the Paris Review. It's the birthday of John Updike, born in Shillington, Pennsylvania, in 1932. Grew up an only child, later said, "I'm sure that my capacity to fantasize and to make coherent fantasies, to have the patience to sit down day after day and to whittle a fantasy out of paper, all that relates to being an only child." He also suffered from psoriasis and a stammer and from hay fever, and after his father lost his job during the Depression, the family moved into a farmhouse 11 miles outside town, so that he spent much of his childhood alone, either reading or living in a kind of a dream world. His mother, an aspiring writer, encouraged him to write, and every week he would read the New Yorker magazine. Started sending cartoons and poems and stories to the magazine when he was still in high school. Went off to Harvard, and the New Yorker finally began accepting his work when he was a senior there, offered him a job just after graduation. Lived in a small town outside of Boston with his wife and family. Did his work on a manual typewriter in a one-room office between a lawyer and a beautician above a restaurant. Early stories collected in books such as Pigeon Feathers, 1962, got him a lot of attention. But what made him famous was that he chose to write in detail about the love lives of his characters in his books Rabbit Run and Couples. He's published more than 20 novels, more than 20 collections of short stories. John Updike, who said, "When I write, I aim in my mind not toward New York, but toward a vague spot a little east of Kansas. I think of the books on library shelves, without their jackets, years old, and a countryish, teenaged boy finding them and having them speak to him." Here's a poem by James Tracy, a poem entitled "To Mecca with Love." After work at H&M Market Liquor and Deli, quietly pondering the choices life gives us, a 21st century natural selection, Coke or Pepsi, 7-Up or Sprite, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb, Old English or Guinness in a can, Doritos or Enchiritos, Lottery or Super Lotto. Someone is haggling for a 40-ouncer, someone is scratching a lottery ticket, someone calls out for spare change. Behind the canned food aisles, underneath the glow of the far security monitor, I hear a man chant, the one who sold me last night's beer, chips, and tuna. He is chanting devotion to Allah, to Mecca with love, crouched on a cardboard flat. A lone tear rests on his cheek. A poster of a blonde straddling a beer can hears his prayers. The hum of the freezer harmonizes with him tonight. Someone is still haggling for a 40-ouncer. I walk to the counter to the man who will sell me tonight's beer, chips, and tuna. He says, "How's it going?" I say, "Pretty good, same as usual." He says, "Anything else?" I say, "Yeah, a newspaper." Walking away, I look at the front page headlines, "Bloodshed as Israel retaliates in West Bank, 13 dead." A poem entitled "To Mecca with Love" by James Tracy from his collection Sparks and Codes, published by Civil Defense Poetry, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.